I was privileged to be saved during a time of genuine revival. Wasn't just a little bit until I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And those two things have carried me 39 years. When the Holy Ghost gets to stirring, I've got a kindred spirit. I like it. My wife sends her regrets that she's not able to be here this week. She was looking forward to it so much, but her sister's got Alzheimer's and she's having to work on that, trying to get her situated. And I have a hard time operating without her. I like to see her out there myself. She's so pretty. And two, I feel a little uncomfortable. I don't ever get dressed just right if she ain't there. I never know how I'm looking. She'll straighten my tie and lick my hair down and all those other things. And dust me off. So I miss that. But I'm glad to be here and I'm glad you're here. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Let's take our Bibles, if you will, and turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. I want to begin preaching tonight on what I have titled The Many Faces of Christ at His Coming. And I do want to tell you that Jesus is coming. Over 2,100 times in this Bible, He said, I'll be back. One out of every 30 verses in the New Testament, He said, I'll be back. For every one time in the Old Testament that said He's coming the first time, 8 times He said, I'll be back. I believe He wanted us to know He's coming back. But before I get into the sermon tonight, I want to be a responsible citizen and tell you that based upon some pretty reliable information that I found out that there is a thief that's got his eye on this community and the surrounding communities. I don't know if you knew that or not, or if that might concern you, or if you was afraid that you might lose something, or if you've taken care of things at the house, but I just want to tell you that I've been told that, and I want to clear that up before we went on so you'd know. And I can tell by the look of your faces, you're asking the question, how do you know that? Well, I don't hesitate to tell you that the reason why I know that is I know the thief. I sort of hope maybe you might know him. If you do, it'd help a whole lot if he shows up. Now, don't run off from the service right now. Look at our text. Matthew 24, verse 43. Talking about the many faces of Christ at His coming. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Did I read that right? Did he say that he's coming as a thief? One of the faces of Christ in his return, surprise, surprise, is characterized as a thief. You can be seated. Jesus does not emphasize anywhere in the text of his coming anything about the time or when he's going to come. He just tells us who's a coming. So we'll know how to prepare for him when he gets here. One of those faces is the face of a thief. He said, I want you to know when I get there, I'm going to be a thief. I wrote my own little poem right here. I'm proud of it. Can I give it to you? This matter of Jesus coming as a thief. You ready? A thief causes fright. Because when everything's just right, he'll head your way at night. And while avoiding the light, he'll pick up everything in sight, and then he'll take his flight.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, ain't it?
Yeah.
In our text, he emphasizes, and not only in this text, should I say that there are six other passages that deal with Christ coming as a thief. This is not an isolated place. Let me point them out to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 2. For yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord, so cometh as a thief in the night. 2 Peter 3, I'll just read them. Verse 10, that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Revelation 3, verse 3, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. Revelation 16:15, behold, I come as a thief. And so we see it spread throughout the New Testament several other times. Jesus emphasizing, wanting us to know who he's going to be when he shows up. He's going to be a thief. But in each of these texts, he seems to give us a word of which we can grasp and we can hold on to that will help us in our preparation for the thief that is coming. It's vital and it's important. He uses it here in our text in verse 43. But now this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come. And if we had time to read the other text, he mentions it in those places too. He says, to watch. I looked up that word watch. It means to stand guard constantly and continually without break. It has the idea of a sentinel. I don't know if you've watched on the Nature Channel that little episode that they have on the meerkats. Anybody ever seen that? And one of the great things, characteristics about the meerkats that keeps them alive because they're so small and can be preyed upon by foxes and wolves and lions and all those other animals is the fact they know how to watch. And if you've seen it, you'll see them. They always have a sentinel. They always have somebody on watch. And they stand up, and them heads are turning like that, constantly. And if they see anything, they begin to bark. And let everybody know that the enemy is at hand. And they can't afford not to watch because they don't. It's going to be devastating upon them and upon their little colony. Somebody's going to pray in upon them. And Jesus says, I'm coming as a thief, but I want to tell you, what you can do is watch. What you can do is stand on guard. Not part-time, but full-time, constantly on guard, watching for the thief. But guard and readiness for the coming of the thief. I heard about a woman who heard a thief in the kitchen. She ran down the steps and peered into the kitchen and saw what he was doing. She ran back upstairs, woke her husband up and said, honey, get up. There's a thief in the kitchen eating the chicken casserole. He said, I'll run over and go to sleep. We'll call the funeral home in the morning. Well, I'm here to tell you, it'll take more than a casserole to deal with this thief that is coming. I'll just scan through some of these texts that deal with him coming as a thief, because it is in there that he shows us how we can be ready, or how we can guard, how we can be prepared for his coming when he shows up as this thief. There are three simple thoughts that I want to give you that can take place in all of our lives to prepare us, to help us guard against the coming of this thief. I want to look at our text here in verse number 43. I want to emphasize there, and it's scattered throughout the other text. I mentioned it in 2 Peter chapter 3. Now the first thing that we can do tonight, that we are told to do in our guarded readiness for the coming of Jesus, is have an awareness of His ways. In our preparation for the coming of the thief, we must have an awareness of His ways. He tells us throughout these texts, in our mind, the way we read, He said, but know this, verse 43. But know this. And then He goes on to tell us about this thief and the ways of this thief. In 2 Peter chapter 3, he said, but beloved, be ye not ignorant. He's emphasizing that there are some things that we can know about a thief to prepare for him and his coming that is so vital and that's so important. I was down in Florida, Esther and I, in a meeting. We went out to eat about 2:30 in the day at a little fish place, and it was packed. We had some guests with us riding, and as we pulled in, Esther said, well, just stop, I'll jump out and go get in line, and then we'll have a place, and then the guests can come, and so on. There's another car following that was going to eat with us, too. She jumped out and got in line. I parked the car and had a hard time finding a parking place. It was so full. 2:30, sun, very bright. We got in, we went in, and had a sumptuous meal and part of an hour's fellowship. Came out of the place and started toward my vehicle, which is probably 2 or 3 times the distance of this auditorium to get to it. And I noticed something strange. It looked like the back window on the driver's side was down. I said to my wife, you didn't let no window down when we pulled in, did you? She said, no, I didn't let no window down. I said, well, it's either one down or it's gone. We got up there and sure enough, the window was gone, shattered. She said, oh, I left my pocketbook on that seat. It wasn't there either. For the police to come, and And they gave us some valuable information about the thieves in Florida. They don't just steal at night. He said there's a ring of them, and what they do is they go around actually in the day. They use the day as the darkness, because nobody expects them at 2:30. But they do a quick flow. They're around by each car real quick, just glancing in to find the one car where someone did leave their pocketbook. He said there is a pen that has been invented that has a piece of lead in it and a spring that when you push the button, it releases that piece of lead. And what it was invented for was if you ran off a bridge and went into the water and under and you couldn't get out, you could put it against it, push that button, it would hit that wind and it would shatter it. But he said what they use it for is when they see that pocketbook, they run by real quick, put it up against the window, hit the button, it shatters the window, they get the pocketbook, they don't fool with anything else, and they're gone. That's to our surprise, because of our unawareness, that anybody had the nerve to steal at 2:30 during the day at a fish camp full of cars. We're in a rush to realize that a thief had come and gone, and we didn't know anything about it. And Jesus said, I want that to happen when I come to you. I want you to look all surprised that you didn't know it and that you're ignorant. He said, I don't tell you, I'm calling it as a thief. And you know what a thief does? He'll slip in real quick. He'll come unexpectedly and unawares. So he said, I'm telling you ahead of time, what you need to know is, I'm coming. Did you know there are three or four things that you can know about the coming of the Lord as a thief? And you need to know? Let me tell them to you. First of all, you can know, I'm talking about this awareness of His ways, you can know, first of all, get this, you can know that you don't know when He's coming. If you don't understand anything about a thief, you know He's not going to call you on the phone and say, you'll be home at 9 tonight. I'm making the rounds. I'm going to turn up and I just wanted to find out. I'll be there. Oh no, that's not going to happen. And I'll tell you something, this man in the coming world, nobody knows when He's coming. He said they didn't know. You can know that you don't know when He's coming. Second thing, talking about this awareness of the coming, you can know that you never know when He's coming. Do you know some big something's going to happen that you're going to have time to say, well, He's here. Now He'll be here and now before anybody knows it. There ain't no handwriting in the sky. Hey, world, I'm about to come. But thirdly, I'm going to say to you, thank God you can know in this awareness that you don't even have to know when He's coming. That's important. Don't lose no sleep over that. Don't worry about your feelings worried about the fact that you don't know and you can't never know when the thief's coming. You don't have to know that. He never said you had to know when He's coming. You don't have to do all kinds of studies to find out when the stars line up and all those other things. Find out when He's coming. All you need to know is you be ready when He gets here. That's the awareness of it. He'll come unexpectedly. That's the characteristic of a thief. You need to be aware of that. But I'll tell you something else. He'll come unmercifully. When He shows up the second time, He's not passing out compassions.
Amen.
If a thief happens to break in your house, he doesn't get on the other side and say, I'm not going to take it. That's probably his favorite. That's just like the big TV, not the flat. flat screen. I couldn't stand that. I mean, I couldn't stand thinking I got his flat screen TV. No, honey, he's going to be as rich daddy as soon as he can. That's what he's in there for. And he doesn't care how you feel about it. I need to tell you, when Jesus shows up the next time, he's not coming to him and have compassions. If you're not ready here, there's some disturbing things that's going to happen to your house. There's going to be some devastating things that's going to happen. You say, well, where did you get that? Well, go back to the text, verse 43. But know this, and if the good man of the house had known and what watched the people come, he would have watched and would have suffered his house to be what? He ain't there to build your house up. He's there to tear down. And if the thief catches you in the air, honey, you're in trouble tonight. And Jesus comes back and you ain't ready. It's not time to negotiate. It's over. But I'm here to tell you one of the ways that you can stand on guard for the coming of Christ with the face of a thief is with an awareness of His ways. He's coming. Second thing. Jesus is coming. He's home. Coming as a thief. That surprised me the first time I read that. That's what He said. And there needs to be a awareness of His ways. But secondly, another way that you can be on guard as a sentinel for the coming of the Lord as a thief is through the aware of His Word. The alarm of His Word. Now, this matter of having an alarm system, there's two or three things that you can do. One, you can lock things up. You can do that. That'll sort of help out if he shows up. Lock things up. Make sure that they're secure. Two, you light things up. That helps. That's what he talked about in First Thessalonians. He said, I'm coming as a thief. But he said, you're not in the darkness that the day shall overtake you as a thief. You're children of light. You need to have some light in your pocket for this in your life. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost on the inside with the light. I'm going to be waiting with the Holy Ghost. You need to lock things up and you need to light things up. But I'll tell you something. The emphasis here in this text in Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 3 is you need to listen up. Yes, yes, sir. That's what all the alarms are all about, isn't it? When the alarm goes off, you say, preacher, where did you get that? Revelation 3 verse 3. It's the text about Him coming as a thief, and He gives us a way in which we can guard. He said, remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. And therefore thou shalt not boast, I will come on thee as a thief. Right. He said, you've received and you've heard. And right what you've received and what you've heard, cause you to be ready when I show up. The alarm of the Word of God. He said, let that word get off in your mind. Remember. I'm glad for the Word of God that He's given us to be our alarm system for His coming. Aren't you? Listen up! I can remember as a 16-year-old boy, I was at a youth camp. And the preacher was up preaching. And I went to sleep. You say, how do you know he went to sleep? Because I remember hearing him somewhere in his sermon say, as loud as he could, "Wake the dead up! I was yelling awake!" And I'm going to tell you, since that time, I've found it hard to go to sleep in church. Of course, I'm doing the preaching, so it is a little difficult. Me up. 2 Peter 1:19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well to take heed. Thank God for the alarm system of his word. Thank him for every old preacher he's sent into our lives. When he's just about to doze off into sin, he got up and took the text to the right hand of God, and then he went off in our hearts. Yeah. And we realized we weren't ready like we're supposed to, and we got a word of God because there was an alarm for the word of God. That's why it's important that you're in the house of God when the man of God is preaching. He may have an alarm for you. You may need it to go off. The alarm of the Word of God. This alarm is a helping alarm, a healing alarm, a healing alarm of the Word of God. The alarm goes off. Oh, how many times, even as a preacher, I caught myself kind of slumbering. God sent a thunderous word into my heart that woke me up afresh and anew. I'm talking about the alarm of the Word of God. This book will keep you ready for the coming. You don't have to know when he's coming. You just have to know he is coming and strike. And there ain't nothing that'll keep you awake like the Word of God gouging and punching and pecking and shaking and churning and burning like a fire on you. Keep you from sleeping in sin. Gouging in your self-righteousness. Waking you up. Thank God for the Word. He said, remember what you have. A month or so ago, I had a preacher friend visiting with me. I was showing him around. I decided, Brother Ken, I'd take him up to your house and let him fish off your little thing there. And some of what you don't know, I stayed at that place down there 2 or 3 times while I was preaching here, so I know a lot about it. So he fished a little bit, and I said, "Well, you just need to look on the inside." He said, "Well, how are we going to get in?" I said, "I know." Well, so I did call Brother Ken and tell him I was down there fishing, didn't I? You don't remember that, don't you, bro? So I took him up there, and I just opened the door because I knowed how. And we went in there, how long does it take? 3 or 4 seconds. I mean, I know how to get in. But I forgot about those 2 or 3 times that I stayed there, but there was an alarm system. You better have not just a key. I asked once again, I said, "Come on, I asked my preachers, I said, don't mind if..." Well, no, this man said, "Dad," I said, "Dad," I said, "Now," I said, "Wow!" He talked about, I like to jump out of my skin. I turned around and I said, "Then I remember that little old thing up there." I said, "Oh, no, there's a code for that." So, to be honest, he hadn't trusted me with the code, but I forgot it. man, thank you, I'm bowing my eye. And I'm telling you, and I'm sorry, that thing is so loud, you can about hear it here. I'm telling you, it is serious. You're going to break in the house, don't break in here, it's going to wake up everybody. And I go up this earth and I'm so nervous because everybody, I mean, this is all over the place, then you could hear it. I said, Paul, I said, oh God, let him be home. Let him be home, that's it. I said, break in. I just broke in the house and my hands got off. He said, yeah, I know, everybody thinks you're hanging off everything. Being the kind of fellow he was, he gave me the code. I've already found it, forgot it again, but I'm not going in or out. I guarantee you that. Yeah. I'm glad that there's a rail system that heaven left behind for you and I to shake us loose from this rail. Wake us up and get us ready for the coming of the Lord. The alarm goes off. You remember when the alarm went off in your soul?
Yeah.
When you was an old sinner heading your own direction, all of a sudden it just shook you loose. And how many times since you've been saved has the good God of heaven sent an angel and it was an alarming bird? See, there has to be an awareness of his ways. He's a thief. He's coming. He'll be here. And there has to be the alarm of his word. But lastly, I want to point out to you, Jesus has come and he said, I'll be there, but I'll have the face of a thief. But he said, I want you to be guarded. I want you to be ready. You can deal with the awareness of his word, the alarm of his word, but also, you need to be ready with the apparel that you wear. Revelation 16:15. He said, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. Lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Jesus said, I'm coming as a thief, I'm going to slip out on you. You better make sure you got some clothes on. Is that what he said there in the text?
Yes, sir.
He said, you can guard against me, but I'm guard, don't guard. In your skivvies, he said, you better have your clothes on. I'm coming. The apparel that you wear. The garments. He uses that word, garments, there. You know what that word garment means? It is the word put on. It's found throughout the New Testament, but it's translated put on. Ephesians 4:24 said, put on Christ. That's the same word, if you look it up, as the word garments in our text. Keep his garments. To put on. Colossians 3:10 said, put on the new man. That's the garment you need to have on. Ephesians 6:10 said, put on the holy and new man. Said, have your clothes on when I come. Peter said, be clothed with humility and put on under armor those put on things. He said, I don't want to catch you dressed indecent. I want you to have some things on. I got a preacher friend up in Ohio that at Halloween, he said he was laying in bed, got a split-level house. His bedroom's on the second level. Got a little porch or balcony, steps going down out of his bedroom. And he said, I was laying in the bed, and he said, I heard some commotion on the outside, and said, I figured it was some boys, no doubt, in the community, just into just a little meanness, nothing real serious. Now he said, I don't plan on hurting nobody, but said, what I thought was I'd scare them worse than they'd scare me. Said, I jumped up and got my 9mm pistol. And said, on the bed, I went out under the porch, and there's a security light out there. Nobody said, I didn't have any radio match. I believe that. But I said, I didn't have time. I had to get real quick. I couldn't put my pants on. I wasn't expecting it. So I said, I went out on the porch. And said, I told the 9mm to turn around and went to pull the trigger, and they said, the cat fell out, hit the bat, and fell out over the ground. And I said, here I was in an emergency, running down those steps, trying to find that cop out there with just enough light. So then my boys to see how I was dressed. He said, the joke was on me. But I went back in the house as quick as I could. You know, a lot of us talk about being ready for the Lord to come, and we're clothed with jealousy.
Yes, sir.
We're clothed with bitterness. We're clothed with worldliness. We're clothed with greed. We're clothed with malice. We're clothed with hatred. We're clothed with all those evil spirits of this old world. And when Jesus comes, He's going to find us in a shameful hell. But I ain't going to give you time to change. There'll be no time to change. He said, if you're going to God, I'm a criminal. But you better have the clothes on right now. Being clothed. I'm coming. Now, we've noticed the comparisons of Jesus and a thief. But in closing, can I point out some of the contrasts of Jesus and a thief? The thief, if there's one really in this community locally, he may come to one or two, but when Jesus comes, He's coming to all. There'll be no exceptions. The thief may be prevented, but there's nothing you can do to stop Jesus from showing up. When the thief comes, he'll come to get what you got. But when Jesus comes, he's coming to get what's his anyhow. Amen. 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 I like that, don't you? When the thief comes, he's coming for your things. He don't want you to be there. He wants your TV, he wants your DVD player, he wants your car, he wants whatever he can get and get over with. But Jesus ain't coming for things. He's coming for you. He's not interested in your things. And can I say to you, the difference between Jesus and a real thief is Jesus is no convict. Matter of fact, He's a comforter. And really and truly, if you're ready tonight for Him and His coming, He won't be a thief to you. He said, well, if I will comfort you one another with these words. I know about Him coming. My mind's open for Him. He can come anytime you want to. He ain't no convict to me. He's a comforter. I'm not John Evans. So come. Oh, Jesus. Come on. But if you ain't ready, He's coming as a thief. I remember seeing a little episode on TV, and one guy was trying to sell another guy a security system package from this company. And he said to that guy, to try to get him to buy, he said, As a matter of fact, he said, statistics say that if you've got one of these signs in your yard that says you're protected by this company, that you're 80% less likely to have anybody break into your house. He said, well, just sell me the sign. Well, I'll tell you something. You need more than a sign when Jesus comes. You better be ready all the way. You remember when you were a kid? Did I tell you Jesus is coming? Did I tell you there's a thief got his eye on this community? He's coming! But do you remember as a kid? Some of you boys, you men won't own up to this, but you did it. When you played hide and seek, right out of his head, one person would go and put their head up to the tree and hide their eyes and count. That's the game. One, two, three, four, all the way down to ten. You remember that? Then you said, what was it you said? Ready or not? Here I come. And I never played the game, and then I took my head off the tree and looked around and some devil standing there looking at me. I thought I could have made a count. He said, I didn't have time to hide. I said, well, a lot of people have time to hide. I don't want to tell you, we can't get up in our excuses. Well, if it had just went to heaven, I'd have got ready. If it had counted to 15, I'd have got ready. If it had counted to 20, all my loved ones might have got ready. Yeah, honey, if they ain't ready when it gets up, they ain't better get ready. They ain't ready. It's settled. I always had the biggest argument over that ever was. But Jesus is saying, I'm coming. Ready or not. Ready or not. Here I am. Aren't you glad he left us some guarded preventatives so we could be ready?
Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, yeah, preacher.
Amen. So we wouldn't be a convict we'd be afraid of. But he'd be a welcome guest. Jesus, you don't have to slip around my house. You don't even have to come at dark. You can come at midday.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome. I'm looking for you. The many faces of Christ. Let's stand. Are you ready tonight? Are there some garments that need to be changed? And some of those attitudes you need to take off? Boy, some of those are the fruit of the Spirit needs to be put on. Say, Lord Jesus, I'd hate for you to come the way I've acted today and what I've said and what I've done. I want to be ready. Maybe you're here and you'd like to just come and say, Lord Jesus, I just want my heart and home.